The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 3-0 in conference play and 6-0 overall. Ohio State visits Penn State on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take questions now, then.
To ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 pops will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ben Axelrod, lineof10.com.
Hey, Urban. I'm wondering how you'd evaluate the job you guys have done recruiting in Pennsylvania. Looking at your roster, it looks like Malik Hooker's the only scholarship player from there. Is that a place you guys like to get in more?
Well, it certainly is. I didn't realize that, but certainly we. I love Pittsburgh area and Philadelphia area, so it's not that we haven't tried. And so, yeah, Malik's doing great for us, but I didn't realize that was it.
What is it about that state that seems to make it so hard to come in and take guys?
Well, I think you got 2 good schools. You got Pitt and you got Penn State. I know we lost a guy to Pitt right out of Pittsburgh, and they're good places. So, and they do a good job.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. I know you guys are coming off another overtime win. You've had success throughout your career in overtime. So I was wondering, as a coach, do you get more aggressive in those overtime situations?
No, we do spend a lot of time in spring practice and in summer training camp putting the ball in the 25-yard line. You know, that's in our estimation, that's the money areas where we don't like to kick field goals. I know we have probably more this year than previous, but we spend a lot of time when you have a chance to score, go score, and same thing on defense because of that. They get a tremendous amount of work defending the red zone as well.
And, you know, like last week with you guys winning that overtime, I know 2 years ago you go to Penn State and win that game. Are there any parallels to that you could go going into the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think there was. The Penn State game 2 years ago, Penn State did a great job coming back. We were ahead, if I remember correctly, and they came back, and we didn't play particularly well, but they did, and came back and actually took the lead in overtime right in front of their students. And I always tell people the script was written that game was over, and we found a way to finish it off and win the game. And same thing happened in Wisconsin. That script was pretty well written. We were down by 10 in a very tough environment against a very good team. And the common denominator is JT had a lot to do with it. JT and Pat Elflein are the constants that were involved on offense, and I'm trying to, and Billy Price, and then everyone else is new. On defense, you know, Joe Bosa and those guys are gone, so I think pretty much everyone's new on defense.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Urban, obviously Penn State has changed its offensive scheme this year. What challenges do you see in that scheme for your defense? And also, could you talk a little bit about the play of their quarterback, Mick Sorlin?
Yeah, boy, he's something. He's an athlete. He runs the offense very well. The kingpin of the whole offense is that tailback. I thought he hurt us last year, and I think he's a phenomenal player. I have not studied the receivers, but we always have a staff meeting, and I go through the personnel with them, and our secondary coaches feel this is the best as a group of receiver we faced this year and most of last as well. So very good scheme, and in 1 year they've learned it very well because they were completely different a year ago.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Josh Moyer, ESPN.
Hey, Urban. I just wanted to ask you, you've been to a wideout involving Penn State before. How does that compare to, you know, other atmospheres you've been in, and how have maybe you tried to plan for the noise this week in anticipation of that?
Well, I've been on record, you know, it's our third one, and it is one of the great atmospheres in college football, and the students are outstanding, and it's loud, it's noisy, and it's a tough place to play. And it'll be our third game. You know, each one of them are different. At Oklahoma is a very tough place to play. At Wisconsin is obviously, and then at Penn State. So those, we chose the three toughest, you know, venues, arguably 3 of the toughest in the country. So we've had some experience in it. And the good thing is now that the young players have had to deal with it, because it is an issue. If you watch our Oklahoma game, we had some silly penalties against Wisconsin that hurt us as well. So we are going to work it again Tuesday and Wednesday.
And your next question is from Ari Wasserman, Cleveland.com.
Urban, a few weeks ago after the Indiana game, probably the toughest you guys had in terms of time passing, you said that some of the routes that you guys were running in that game weren't crisp or weren't good routes. Was wondering, after watching the film from this past weekend, how the routes were and how the rotation of the receiving core has been doing in your mind.
The receivers did play better in the game against Wisconsin. Still not where we need to be. They played much more zone than we had anticipated. Indiana was a lot more man. So the rotation is going to continue. And, the good thing is those guys are fresh in the second half. So it's going to continue and just keep – it's a work in progress. You know, anytime you have a lot of new personnel, which we did at the receiver position, it takes a little bit of time. We're still the most efficient throwing team in the Big Ten, and JT's broken every record in throwing, so we just got to keep working at it. Or in the Ohio State history, I mean, for JT.
Urban, yesterday Noah and JT alluded to timing issues, and I think that there's a general idea or thought, at least in the fan base, that there might be that might be caused by rotation. Do you see a timing issue, and why would that be there, in your opinion?
I think it's just newness of personnel, and defeat. I don't think it's, you know, and I don't want to get into, but it's separation from man coverage is what I see the biggest issue is. And so how do you work on that? You just work on it and get better at it, and those guys get more and more. Like the back shoulder throw to Noah was outstanding, and there were some other great throws, his throws to Noah on the curls. And third, critical third downs were some great timed patterns. It's a connection with the deep ball and separation from man coverage is where we're not getting the hits.
Thanks, Urban.
Yep.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, number one, Jerome Baker, in a nutshell, how far has he come in these games as a starter? Obviously, he was going to play some this year, but just what have you seen just from a progression from him just stepping up wise?
Yeah, he took over for Dante Booker, and we always knew he had the exceptional talent. We burned his redshirt midway through the season last year because we saw the same things that we see now, and he's done great, and he's a very highly productive guy as far as production points, and he's always near the top, so having a very good year.
And the other thing, are you surprised at how unfazed Tyler Durbin seems to be in his role of, you know, a guy who's never played football in his life until this year, and obviously the other night field goals were huge. I mean, just what's just your reaction or your take on him?
Incredible. I just wish there was a way we could keep him around here. Our players love him. He's a very talented kicker, and he works very hard at it, and he takes it very serious. So I really appreciate him and wish we had him for a while.
Thanks, man.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And your final question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, we're at the halfway point of this season, and you've achieved really what you want to, and that's be undefeated at this point. But the question marks you had coming into the season, have they been answered for you as a coach with whatever those questions were?
Not completely. I don't think you ever get them answered completely, or that would be I've never been in that situation, but I love this team. I love the fact that they found a way to win a game. I like the toughness. I like the fact they're getting very close. So all the things that you look for in team is outstanding. Obviously, the measurables, the efficiency of completion of the ball downfield, the stopping the run against, there's all different areas that we need to continue to work on. But when you talk about the word team, I love it. I like it exactly where we're at.
What was the one position you had the biggest concern with coming in, and how have they proven that they've either answered it or they're close?
Oh, man, it seems like 4 years ago, the beginning of the season, there was a bunch of question marks, and I would probably say the O-line and D-line. And the O-line, we stayed healthy. We're very fortunate there, and they have progressed. And the D-line, we're getting a really good rotation. We're still not where we need to be as far as you know, eliminating certain things, but their effort's outstanding and they are getting better. So those are probably the two areas that I was most concerned about.
Thanks, Urban.
You bet.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.